big power bands from the 80s, which is where we basically come from, the 80s, have songs they write about being away from home and missing their women and all this stupid shit about, I don't know, about being in love and missing everything. And these songs that they do are called ballads. Now we have ballads too, which is just about people that are fucking dead. So here's our ballads. This is the ballad of Jimi Hendrix! You want to hear it again? See, we can do it again because he's still dead. The Ballad of Jimi Hendrix. And if you think it couldn't get any worse, it's about to. This is the Ballad of Nirvana! You're dead! So Seattle! By the way, we will be playing that in Seattle in about 4 days. I'm gonna break down Rusty Cage!
Fucking coffee drinking, heroin shooting, grunge looking dirtbags.
You think? You know what you got?
Alright, Bill.
Let me see what else we can do.
Fuck you!
I think, fuck me. Yo, my town, Hoboken, New Jersey, is famous for three things. Now, ladies, don't squint, I really am this good looking. Number one, it's got the baddest, most good-looking motherfucking front man for heavy metal in the world, myself. Give it up for the Big Daddy. It's famous for baseball, because baseball was invented in Hoboken, not Weehawken. And it's famous for this next dead motherfucker. This is the Ballad of Old Gray Eyes. The song is called The Ballad of Frank Sinatra. Now you think you can handle another ballad or what? Shut up. This is the ballad of Freddie Mercury. We are all going to hell.
Wow, I think these guys are pissed. You guys are actually pissed off about these songs, huh? We got a bunch of Queen fans tonight, huh? Alright, we're gonna do our Queen cover set. How's about that?
Just like a Jew, when we start in trouble. Not too much though.
Not too much trouble, just a little bit of trouble.
Because that's all you old school SOD fans. We got any SOD fans here tonight? Yeah, right. I love meeting people on the road when I'm on the road. You know why? Because I meet people that say the weirdest shit to me. This ain't no bullshit. I know people that say to me, I saw you guys in Live at Budokan. But we did that in New York City. Live at Budokan was in the Ritz of Manhattan. But this guy who was at that show, I'm like, you must be our biggest fan. So this goes out to that fucking knucklehead.